Didn't have no water back in those
kids. Oh,
kids.
Not of that at all. Well, when, what, now like that fence out in the front of your house, what do you call that type fence?
Well, that's a woven wire fence.
Uh-huh. And then, what about the...
We'd call it the hog fence. That's
uh-huh.
What,
and then what about this wooden one right here where my car is parked?
Well, that's a picket fence, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when they first started using, what would they call it? Now, the type of wire that would have those sharp prongs on it.
Barbed wire.
Yeah. Well, now when you're setting up barbed wire, you got to dig holes for the
holes.
And then do you fasten that wire onto each individual
hose?
Yeah. Every you
Feet
do. Uh huh. Oh. And that's how you get it to stay on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, did you ever see a fence or a wall, something made out of loose rock and stuff that?
Yeah.
What would they call those?
Well, there's lots of rock fences yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are. You still see those around here. Well, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in the nest, like to...
You mean feed them?
No, to fool the hen, kind of, you know, sometimes people...
Gourd.
Oh, you'd use gourds for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's... and then the hen would think that it was an egg.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever? Did then? That's what they'd always use for that was the type.
Yeah, gourd.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use to carry water in?
Well, wooden buckets mostly.
Wooden buckets mostly. Mm-hmm. And what about milk? What would you carry?
Oh, they had. I don't know. I don't think we milk in wooden buckets, but I guess they've always had some kind of tin, ain't they?
Oh, that's what they use, some kind of a metal bucket or some
yeah.
kind. And what about to feed the hogs? What kind of a bucket? The way they call that bucket?
Half a bushel I always use.
Oh, is that what you always use? Do people call, when they'd be feeding, you know, saving up scraps and things to feed to the hogs, and then they
yeah.
put it in the, did you ever hear anybody call it a slop bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it that sometimes. What would people use to fry eggs in?
Well, an old iron skillet.
Oh, yeah. And what about to boil water?
I don't remember. I'll reuse barrels and stuff when we killed hogs to boil water in, but in the house, I don't know whether they had tea kettles back then or not.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Well, I imagine they did.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, when they were going to heat the water, like to wash the clothes, what would they have to put that in?
Well, they had tubs or something on that order.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they would have to heat, would
yeah.
do that out in the backyard?
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
Do that. And what would you call those fancy kind of glass container things that people would use to put flowers in after they pick some flowers, they put them in?
I don't know.
Let's see if you have one in here.
There's some around somewhere, I guess.
Well, what do you know what they call
vase?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, if they had something like that, yeah. And what would be the three things that they'd use to eat with?
Oh, spoon, knife, and fork, I guess.
Oh, they had just the same kind. Well, what would they call, you know, kind of their best dishes? What would they be made of?
Well,
when they're talking about their good dishes, they'd say they were...
I don't think they had any China dishes.
Oh, they didn't have that. Oh, that's what I was wondering about, if they had that. Well, now, like after you'd eat, you'd have to wash the dishes, I guess.
Yeah.
What would they do to get the soap off?